Updating you on a tornado emergency that is underway in North Texas. The National Weather Service just issuing a tornado warning for eastern Dallas County until 2:15 this afternoon. That is in addition to tornado warnings for Johnson County as well as southern Tarrant County.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Emergency storm coverage continues now on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are joined live on the KRLD newsline by DFW Airport spokesman David Magana. David, thanks for being with us. What's the latest at DFW Airport?
Well, obviously, we are under the same tornado warning that we're seeing all around the region, as you guys have been reporting. And at the airport, we've begun the process of sheltering our passengers, in other words, moving them away from all of the glass areas on the edges of the terminals and into the centered areas of the terminals and away from the windows as much as we can.
As we continue our emergency weather coverage here on News Radio 1080 KRLD, we go live now to KRLD Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Two new tornado warnings, Matt. We continue to see the circulation just increase, ramp up, and then the warning gets issued. This one for Denton County until 2:45. A developing tornado just southwest of Justin. Now, the storm is moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. That means it will be heading towards the Ponder area around 2:15, probably grazing by Argyle in the next few minutes. Denton would be under the gun for this one in about 20 minutes if it holds together.
In South Dallas, residents say it was a tornado that hit near DeSoto and swept through their neighborhood, causing a lot of damage. KRLD's LP Phillips is live on the scene now. LP.
Well, man, heavy rain has reformed, as you've heard Krista say. A lot of lightning and thunder so far, no hail. Still, the rain here that is now coming down pretty good is not good news because there has been a lot of roof damage in this neighborhood near I-20 and Bonneview. About an hour ago, a twister came through this area, and yes, residents are sure about it. It was a twister. Brittany Johnson actually saw the tornado coming.
It's, I guess, the shape of the tornado that they actually teach us kids in school. So it was, we actually saw that shape of it spinning. It was dark, so we knew it was going to probably hit hard.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
3:04 now at KRLD. One of the spots that has been hit extremely hard by this line of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes that's moved through has been Arlington. That is where we find KRLD's Austin York. He is joining us live with the latest from Arlington. What do you have, Austin?
Well, in southwest Arlington, there's this nursing home on Green Oaks Boulevard. And I can tell you, at the back of the nursing home is a therapy room. That therapy room is completely torn apart. The roof has been literally ripped off the top of it. There is a field that is right next to the this nursing home, and I'm actually standing on a piece of the roof that was ripped off from the thing.
And at 3:11, a very fluid situation still that we are witnessing across Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's go back now to Chief Meteorologist Krista Villarreal.
Well, just as soon as I said things were improving, things have gotten worse again. But that's been the nature of the beast all afternoon. These storms will diminish and then rapidly intensify again. Dallas County going back under a tornado warning for a circulation center that sort of rapidly built up southeast of downtown Dallas.
KRLD's LP Phillips is in southern Dallas County. Extensive damage there. LP, what can you tell us?
Well, we can tell you this tornado is the one that started in DeSoto, swept through Lancaster. It hit a truck stop and then swept into this neighborhood. About 1:30, the residents all watched in disbelief as the tornado that they were watching on TV was headed right toward them. Laverne McClellan's home got skimmed over by the twister.
I was in the closet.
You were in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oh, I just heard a big whoo.
Widespread damage across North Texas. The latest area to be hit is the Forney area. That is where we find KRLD's Mike Rogers joining us live.
Guys, I'm standing in the middle of the Diamond Creek subdivision, which has been absolutely devastated by a tornado that drove through here a little under 2 hours ago. This entire neighborhood is filled with emergency vehicles right now. I'm standing next to a house that just isn't there anymore. It's a pile of rubble. Now, the emergency rescue team has gone through, and they've determined that no one was in that house. Thank goodness the house was empty, but it is destroyed. It is just a pile of rubble. The house next door, now I'm turning around and looking at it, and it's about half destroyed. As I walk through the driveway of that home, there's huge chunks of insulation that have been blown out of the house. There's insulation hanging out of the trees. It looks like Spanish moss. big pieces of brick wall lying around, mangled window frames. I look down, and here's a potato, just a ordinary baking potato that has literally been blown out of the refrigerator in the kitchen of this home out and just lying in the driveway right now, clothes lying around, and just a complete and utter devastation right now in the Diamond Creek subdivision. This is just northwest of the Walmart in Forney. Witnesses tell me that the tornado moved from southwest to northeast. It cut across a vacant lot that's just adjacent to this subdivision, took out the town's cell phone tower, so communication is a real problem right now here in Forney. And then it just plowed into this neighborhood of newer homes. They look like they're maybe 10 to 15 years old. And there's, I can tell you right now, there's at least a dozen that have sustained significant damage and a half a dozen more that are just gone. They are completely destroyed right now. Again, this is in Forney. Guys, the rain has let up. That's the good news. We can see some light off to the west, and that's going to help the rescue teams as they come in here and try to determine if anyone was in any of these homes that has been destroyed.
The city of Lancaster also taking a significant hit from the tornadoes today. We want to join a news conference with Lancaster Mayor Marcus Knight.
So we do have emergency personnel that will not allow people into that area at this time. It's important to note that our Lancaster Recreation Center has been converted to a shelter. The address is 1700 West Veterans Memorial Drive. And it's my understanding that we do have Red Cross and other agencies that are responding to provide assistance to our community at this time.
This is the KRLD Morning News. As many as 13 tornadoes ripped through North Texas.
I didn't really realize how big it was, but I could see the tail. I mean, it was just spinning, coming right this direction.
98 homes damaged in the town of Forney. KRLD's Jane Slater has been there all morning and has the latest for us from there live. Jane?
Myself kind of walking around the Diamond Creek subdivision, and you just keep walking for blocks and blocks, and you're just amazed at the sheer width and volume of this debris field. Just walked over to Crosby Elementary. That was the school that received the direct hit. Crews are fast at work there, but let me tell you how lucky those kids are. I mean, they sustained some serious damage. They've got cars flipped out in the front. It literally looks like a bomb went off in front of the school.
The National Weather Service is now rating the tornado that hit Lancaster and South Dallas as an EF2.
At the Kenworth Truck Yard off I-20 at Bonneview, they are still picking up and somewhat surprised the tornado they saw tossing semi-trailers about was only an EF2 on the lower end of the 5-point rating system. But National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Bunning says the number of survivors proves the storm was damaging and scary, but not above an EF2.
Folks that were home, you know, knew what to do, and even though their house was damaged, in some cases heavily, they were in the part that survived. And so, you know, as bad as this is for the folks who were impacted, it could have been worse.
Such as the tornado that hit Gerald a few years ago, leaving nothing but a slab behind and nowhere to hide. In South Dallas County, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, neighbors share quite a few things, but few share a semi that falls out of the sky and on top of their house. Near I-20 in Bonneview, one of those huge trailers that was sucked up by the tornado landed slap dab on top of one home and in the backyard of another one.
Yeah, that's part of the trailer right there. That's my patio. And it took that part of my house off and landed there, I guess.
Jackie Johnson's taking it about as well as she can. Nobody was home, so nobody was hurt, and neither she nor her neighbor knows how they're going to remove that truck.
Several people have been trapped in their storm-damaged neighborhood in Lancaster today by choice. KRLD's Emily Troop says they're choosing to live without electricity because they know once they leave, they're not going to be allowed to get back in.
Police officers and DPS troopers are enforcing the shutdown of the Lancaster neighborhood that was hit by a tornado. Residents like Shauna were turned away.
I'm going to have to get in because, I mean, we got... I just picked this up yesterday to throw on because... You know, but we got to have clothes. My kids have to have clothes for school because schools are not letting out.
Police Chief Larry Flatt says the folks who did not evacuate yesterday are still in their homes. But the people who did, they should not expect to be able to go into the neighborhood.
Not today, for sure.
Maybe tomorrow?
It's I'm not going to say for sure, but it may be a possibility late tomorrow.
And this is for safety, right?
Yes, it is.
He says that inspectors are checking for damage. Mayor Marcus Knight says they may need to tear some of the houses down.
So for those people that have homes and property that are affected, please understand that we will not be tearing anything down unless it poses immediate danger.
In the meantime, the Red Cross has set up a shelter at the City Recreation Center, and World Vision is distributing items through local churches. Reporting in Lancaster, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The city of Forney took a hit during the storm, most of it happening in the Diamond Creek subdivision, just north of Highway 80 off FM 548.
Kenneth and Carol Cook say there was little warning.
I saw it live in my backyard, and it happened so quick. And all of a sudden, I heard this, and I looked over here and hear this sucker coming. It was on the ground in less than 3 seconds.
Kenneth says he ran to the bathroom and took cover in the bathtub with his wife.
And we stayed there for 5 minutes, and it was over.
So here it comes.
When it passed, they stepped outside and couldn't believe their eyes.
I mean, we got 4 houses I know of that are just gone. They're just flat. Looked like a imploded. I mean.
The Cooks were one of the fortunate ones. Their house remained intact with just neighborhood debris in their yard. Others were not as lucky, though. Over 100 homes in Forney sustained damage, 23 considered total losses. Jane Slater, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Calling him a hero, a Dallas police officer who helped get dozens of people out of harm's way earlier this week, and KRLD's LP Phillips has his story.
About the time police officers were hearing this.
There was a tornado touchdown in Ovilla, off of Ovilla Road. And that is the storm that is headed our way.
Officer Anthony Quintanilla was watching it all at the Flying J truck stop near I-20. He was herding people inside when semi-trailers began flying.
It was just east of,
His transmission stops because he's taking cover. And along the way, he's dealing with people who are actually stopped taking cell phone pictures.
It did have to put, you know, use some sort of soft hand control to, hey, bud, it's time to get inside, stop taking pictures, and this is life and death.
The tornado went about 150 yards to the west. Nobody was injured. LP Phillips, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
14 people have been arrested for looting since last Tuesday's tornadoes. KRLD's Austin York has more.
5 more people were arrested today, running the total to 14. And City Manager Opal Malden Robertson says the looters are targeting homeowners who have been forced out of their homes due to heavy damage.
We'll maintain zero tolerance for individuals or in an effort preying upon our residents as a result of this disaster.
She says thieves will steal anything they think they can sell, the most popular item being metal. Tracy Vonkovich lives in hard-hit Arlington and says she had one walk into her home looking for what they could take.
It scared me. I mean, I told him to get out, and, you know, I told the police officer this morning, it's still my home. I may not be able to live here right now, but I still have stuff in there, and it's still my home, and I'll defend it if I have to.
Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
7:04 now at 1080 KRLD, and some staggering figures are coming out on the cost of the tornadoes. More on that part of the story from KRLD's Matt Thomas.
The Southwestern Information Service in Austin is now saying home and auto claims filed so far by its member insurance companies topped $300 million. The best guess as it stands is that insured losses could top a $500 million from the more than dozen tornadoes that hit the area last Tuesday.
Folks in Forney are still cleaning up the storm damage, and KRLD's Phyllis Smith says they're doing it with some help from friends.
Dozens of homes were damaged in the Diamond Creek neighborhood, some completely totaled. Robert Clark came from Garland to see if anybody needed his help today. You see, he grew up in Wichita Falls in Tornado Alley.
Scares the hell out of you, you know. It does me. I mean, people think they're strong and brave, but when you see one of those, there's nothing you can do.
Erica Weir is walking the streets with her 2 little kids in tow. Her house wasn't hit directly, but her heart still aches for her friends who did.
It makes me emotional just to walk through, and see the people, you know, the people's homes.
Phyllis Smith, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Just a block away from where Governor Rick Perry held his press conference last week, there's a kitchen standing pretty much by itself. The kitchen tiles are still there. The refrigerator is there, but it's on its side. It belongs to Levine Norman. The home that he had for 30 years was blown away in an instant.
I can't start all over. If I can get enough to make another go at it and not owe too much money, then I will. But that's the decision I got to make.
He's been going down the street to a church where volunteers have been giving him plastic bags to put things in. Mark Lovato with North Texas Assembly of God is heading up that effort. He says that so many of the residents that they're helping clean up have never asked for help for anything before in their lives.
Oh, and probably the most unique thing that we've found in all of this is we'll walk up to some of these homes that are just totally devastated, and, you know, a team of 15 people willing to help them, and they're like, oh, I'm sure there's somebody else that needs help more than I.
Recovery in this Lancaster neighborhood is expected to take months. Most of the debris is gone, but you can still see the tornado's path cut into the houses, blue tarps, as far as you can see. Back in Levine's kitchen, a friend has shown up to help him move the refrigerator. He tells a story about his aunt's house.
My aunt's house is kind of like this. And she has like porcelain angels that sit on her mantle over a fireplace. Not touched. Not touched.
He then helps Levine put the refrigerator in his pickup truck. They're headed for the scrapyard. Reporting from Lancaster, Emily Troube, News Radio 1080, KRLD.